did get a little excited at the end of yesterday's show. Yeah, I was kind of on a roll. I went back and listened to that. I kind of misspoke a little bit there at the end. I didn't misspeak. I just forgot a word. I was so excited to explain to you about the two blasts of the trumpet. The first one wakes the dead. I don't think we hear it. The second one changes the living and the dead simultaneously. This is a very, very delicate and distinct passage in 1 Thessalonians chapter 15. Lo, a secret am I telling to you. And this is the secret of the resurrection, verse 51. You got to pay big attention to this, especially lo, with an exclamation point. I realize the exclamation point's not inspired, but lo carries with it, in the word itself, an explanation. It's like, yo, hey, listen up. This is big news here. A secret am I telling you. We all indeed shall be put to repose. We all indeed shall not be put to repose, confirming 1 Thessalonians 4. Every time I turn the camera on, my nose itches. It never itches before that. Insidious. We all shall not be put to repose, yet we shall all be changed in an instant, in the twinkle of an eye at the last trump. And I said that the last trump is what changes both parties. We have two parties here need change, living and the dead. That's part of the secret here. And this is elaborated upon, introduced, you might say, in 1 Thessalonians, that the dead in Christ will be rising first, thereupon the living. So the living and the dead, living and the dead. And at the last trump is when both are changed, but the first trumpet rouses the dead. For he will be trumpeting and the dead will be roused first. Then at the last trump, both living and dead, that's what I meant to say at the end of yesterday's show, both living and dead will be roused at the same time at the last trump. But the first sound of the trumpet will wake the dead, and the living will be saved, will be changed in the twinkle of an eye. Concordant really screwed the pooch here, because twinkle is the lamest translation ever. I'm going to show you why. It's the Greek word ripe, and twinkle is like A. Enoch just must have been tired this day, sold out to the King James Version and to Santa Claus. Only Santa Claus has a twinkle in his eye, or your father possibly had a twinkle in his eye before you were conceived. People always say that. Before he was a glimmer in his father's eye. Well, I like to say twinkle. Same thing, glimmer, twinkle. It's like, gring. You often see those toothpaste shows where during the commercial, somebody smiles and they show a little sparkle coming off one of their front teeth with the accompanying harp chord. Bring. Well, it's the same thing with twinkle. K-king. A little bright light comes from your eye as if you're thinking of something devious or delightful. And this is a terrible translation here, because it has nothing to do with the eyelid. That's what the concordance says. Let me read you the definition of twinkle. Then I'm going to go back here and show you why the eye is for the living and the trump is for the dead. Because sight light is faster than sound. Watch this. Look at the mess the definition is in the concordant keyword concordance. Now, I know that many of you are shocked. Martin Zender's running down the concordant version. I criticize it when it deserves to be criticized, and here it certainly does. Ripe, twinkle. The word means, listen to this. This is the definition of the word. To toss, T-O-S-S. It was translated, a form of this word, ripo, this is ripe, a form of this word was translated toss in the concordant version. Why didn't they translate it that way here? Great question. It's defined in the concordant version. Toss is the element, the Greek element, toss. It's defined as the upward or downward motion of the eyelid, of the eyelid. Saints changed in a twinkle. The eyelid, but the eyelid's not spoken of here. It's the twinkle of an eye. Where's eyelid come in? As if to suggest that that has to do with the speed, that our change is going to be so fast it'll be like a blink. And we often use that word blink to describe something that happens fast. Well, that guy's doctrine went down in a blink. His doctrine crashed in a blink. Yeah. So, but the problem with that interpretation is Paul already has all the speed he needs in the word instant. We all be changed in an instant. This is a Greek word, atomos. It's uncuttable time. It's the smallest measure of time. We can't even approach it. Just when you think you've divided the atom, you find out the atom has more parts. So we'll all be changed in an instant, in the twinkle of an eye. If twinkle of an eye is talking about the speed of the thing, then Paul has just qualified superlative speed with lesser speed. He's saying we're going to be changed in the shortest possible cutting of time. Also, in the blink of an eye. What? If blink of an eye has to do with speed, but it doesn't. In an instant has to do with speed. This is in the, I'm going to take it at its definition, the tossing of an eye. At the last trump, for he will be trumpeting and the dead will be roused. Okay, this is my thinking on this. If the ripos here used in 1 Corinthians 15, if the Greek element is toss, ripe, R-H-I-P-E, why don't we look at where else this word is used, look at the context, and see why in the world you would make this twinkle. It's a juvenile word. Twinkle? Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Twinkle, twinkle, little eye, take my body to the sky. Are you kidding me? I'm not going to do that. Unless that's the word, but it's not. So this word was translated toss. Now, let's go to the word toss in the Concordant version. And we're going to find an amazing thing. Of course, I know I'm off the topic here. I'm getting on a sidetrack that's enjoyable for me. But I think you'll like this too. Ripto is the word toss. Ripto. It's just a different part of speech. I'm not sure what different part of speech this is from the other one. But one is ripe, one's ripto. Obviously, we're looking at the same root word here. And once again, Concordant has the element to toss. And they translated it toss in Matthew, I need my glasses here. Do I have my glasses available here? Where? Oh, no, I don't. All right, I'm just going to struggle. Here they are. I'm going to look really intellectual now, so beware. God bless you if you're not watching on the studio cam, because I'm about to transform into a bit of a rebel to a scholarly person. All right, here we go. Watch this. Huh? See, I got the reflection going on, which is why I don't generally wear these. But I need them now. So, I see when I turn away, I don't have it. I'm so vain. Why do I keep looking at myself? Toss. In Matthew 9:36, the throngs were tossed as if sheep looking for a shepherd. The sick are tossed at Jesus' feet. Toss or pitch. That's what they have here. Toss or pitch. In Matthew 15:30, the sick are tossed, pitch at Jesus' feet. Judas, this is a good one. Judas tosses the silver pieces at the feet of the Pharisees. Remember, he's disgusted. He tosses them. Matthew 27:5. The Jews toss their garments when they hear Paul in Acts 22. They're so ticked that they take their garments and just throw them, cast them, toss them. That's what this word means, ripto. When Paul's on the ship on the way to Rome in Acts 27, and the mariners think that they're going to die because of the hurricane, they toss their gear overboard. Toss it. They toss the ship's gear. They translated it pitch. And I don't know why they just couldn't translate it one way. Pitch or toss. Why do you have to translate it pitch or toss differently? A demon pitched a man in front of Jesus. He pitched a man. 4:35 of Luke. Jesus said, it's an advantage to be pitched into the sea rather than to cause offense to a little one. That's Luke 17:2. In Acts 27, they pitched the anchors out of the ship. Now, this is curious. Acts 27:29, same trip. Paul's on the ship to Rome. They pitched the anchor. Yet they tossed the ship's gear. Same frickin' occurrence. Why don't you pitch the gear and the anchors? Why do you have to toss one and pitch the other one. And you're sure not going to twinkle any of them. And they twinkled the gear into the sea. Brink, brink. And they twinkled the anchor. And they twinkled the sick at Jesus' feet. Twinkle? That's not even in the ballpark. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not even in the parking lot of the ballpark. So instead of altering this word toss in 1 Corinthians, why not conform it to these other usages? And I think when we do that, we stumble upon a great truth. Notice the common denominator, first of all of these things. In each case, there's a desperate need for change, right? Look, they tossed the stuff off the ship because they needed to arrest the motion of the ship. They had to lighten their load, so they tossed. They were desperate. They pitched the anchor into the sea to stop it doing these things. Judas was just carelessly threw the money back at the Pharisees, threw the silver pieces. People tossed the sick at Jesus' feet. Never mind those again. They cast them there because they desperately want them to be fixed and healed. So that is, it's a careless throwing. It's a desperate, careless need. That's the common denominator after looking into all of these usages, all of these occurrences of the word. So now let's take that back to 1 Corinthians. We shall all be changed in an instant, in the twinkle of an eye at the last trump, for he will be trumpeting and the dead will be roused. I suggest to you that we will be changed in the tossing of an eye. We will be changed, we the living, will be changed at the casting of an eye. Where? Toward the Lord. Toward the Lord. Isn't this beautiful? The Lord. We will sense his presence, we the living. The dead ain't going to sense it until they hear the trump that raises them. Then that trump is going to snatch us all away together. But the first trump is for the dead. And we are changed by casting our eye toward him, because light is faster than sound. So we're going to look for him because we're alive. We're going to look for him. Our eyes move. They're living. They're vital. They have fluids in them and pupils and corneas. Well, we each have only one pupil, one cornea, but you get the idea. So we're going to cast our eyes desperately toward where he is. Imagine that. You sense him out of your peripheral vision. And you know that when you look at him, you'll be like him because you'll see him as he is. Isn't there a passage of scripture? I know it's in the circumcision, 1 John. When we see him, we'll be like him. But there's some truth here that the eye of the Lord, the contact with the eye, the window to the soul. After I read this, you know, after I saw this lousy translation, twinkle, that has nothing to do with the eye for one thing. And it has nothing to do with the eyelid. So why are you defining it with eyelid? And it has nothing to do with bring a little toothpaste like gleam coming out of your eye. It has nothing to do with it. It has to do with, you look, the tossing of an eye. I would love to have seen this translated that way, the tossing of an eye. Then you had to go, well, that sounds interesting. Wow. You would have to go, where? Wow. Why did they put tossing? Because everybody knows it's a twinkle. Oh, do they? Why? Because you're going from the King James Version? Because you're using the New Inconsistent Version? Is that what you think? From the Living Bible? I can see the Living Bible saying twinkle, but not here. This is a mature version. What's with the twinkle? It's so out of place here. So I say it's the casting of an eye. I like to see that, the casting of an eye. We're going to look at him, and we're going to be changed. We're going to long to see him. Don't you long to see him? And don't you think that if you sensed his presence, that the first thing you would do is look? We're not going to hear the first trumpet blast. That's for the dead. So both parties, the living and the dead, are going to be changed in an instant. But the living are going to be changed at the tossing of an eye. And the dead will be changed together at the last trump. But the trump's for the dead because it's sound, the sound. And the living will take the speed of light. I like that better. God knows what kind of speed we're going to go to heaven at. Speed of light's too slow for what we're coming into. But here's my proposition to you. Is it possible, could it be, that looking, turning your head to look at who you know is Jesus Christ standing right over here, or he's not going to be standing there, he's going to be in the air, looking above, looking to where he is, casting your eye, tossing it toward him, that motion of looking, will that be the last conscious moment, your last conscious moment here on this planet?
Wow.